While a 2% decline may seem small, the impact can be significant. District-wide enrollment determines how much money the Department of Education gives the district each school year.
That number was based on, you know, what I've been keeping track of enrollments every Friday for the last four or five Fridays there.
That's Director of Administrative Services David Means. The district averages student attendance for the month of October to arrive at its count. It's not quite the same as an enrollment report, since preschool students are not included in the total. The state will complete its own count to verify the district's numbers. Means told the Board of Education Tuesday night he expects the count will translate to about $810,000 less in combined funding from state and local sources. Means said the district will need to look for ways to make up that funding. Luckily, it has about $500,000 in reserves from last year's budget. This year's budget also has the district ending with about $1 million left over.
We're going to be using the carryover money from last year, and we're going to be having to reduce this year's ending fund balance to make up for that shortfall in revenue.
At the start of the school year, low enrollment numbers suggested the budget implications for this year's count would be considerably worse. But an increase in the number of special education students helped offset the impact of lower enrollment overall. Last year, the school district actually ended up with more students than expected, leading to increased funding that helped close budget gaps. That came as a surprise after several years of steadily declining enrollment. The final number the district sent to the state last week was about 122 less than what it projected for enrollment this school year. Projecting student enrollment is important to figuring out the district's annual budget. Chief of Staff Kristen Bartlett explained the district takes a number of steps to gauge how many students it can expect each school year. However, she said, some factors remain difficult to forecast.
The kindergarten is always really kind of a difficult estimate to make than all the other grades. In the past, we seem to lose more seniors. Fortunately, now the graduation rate is increasing and we're keeping more of those students, but those are usually the most variable.
That's why they hire an expert to help figure things out. For the past 5 years, economist Greg Erickson has provided the district with a low, medium, and high enrollment forecast for the coming years to base its budget on. And they're usually pretty close. Erickson takes a number of factors into account. He checks birth rates 4 or 5 years out to predict kindergarten enrollment and looks at the local economy to determine population trends. He said the state's struggling economy has impacted districts throughout Alaska, although Juneau may be faring better than others.
You certainly can't say immune by any means, but there have been some other factors that have made Juneau perhaps less subject to the, I would say, the decline in the overall economy. And I think Juneau's perhaps not been quite so heavily affected as other places in Alaska.
In the coming weeks, the board may decide to ask the city for more money to help cover the funding reduction from the state. In Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter.